You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams live from the Right Side studio. All of the issues, man, we are covering down. And like the dude just said, yes, we are. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, before I go any further, I don't want to get too far in without mentioning my folks at ZLA Solutions. At ZLA Solutions, listen, if you're looking for a job, these people are like epically good at getting folks back to work. They can line the job up with the person pretty easily. If you're looking for a job, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLAUSA.com. They got jobs posted all over North Alabama. At the same time, if you are an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce and you need people, you need a crew, you might need a small crew, you might need a whole shift. Listen, I'm telling you, they can do that. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, don't matter. ZLA Solutions, they like to say at ZLA, and I quote it this way all the time, at ZLA they like to say, we don't make it, we just make it better. That's their goal. Their goal is to help you make your business better. So check them out, ZLA Solutions, personal friends of mine, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, listen, we got some calls coming. I see that. If you want to call in, we'll take them. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. 833-68-RIGHT. You got a call coming in, Boomer? I see you typing. Yeah, you do. All right, what do you got, bud? Is it ready to go? Where's he calling from? Do you know? Rural area. Okay, I tell you what, Nazal's take it. Line one, I'm grabbing Boomer before he's even done with what he's trying to do with answering the phone. Line one, Charles. Charles, you there?
Yes, sir. I live in Morgan County, and I'm a long-time caller to Scott Beeson's show.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm listening to you on there. I do have a solution. I do have a something that we could do as Republican conservatives that would help the situation that's happening with former President Trump right now.
All right.
And that would be this. If the next person, if they were to do something that prevented him from running for president the next time, if that next person was a constitutional originalist, a Christian theist that was even further our way than Trump, and out of fear of that person instead of Trump being the one, it would kind of be a situation where it's Biden and his vice president might be a worse choice. You follow me there, sir?
Yeah, I am.
And that would be, of course, we really haven't necessarily done that with who we've got coming up in November, in my opinion. I mean, we would have been better off with Mo Brooks, and we would have been better off with someone potentially more conservative than Governor Ivey. But taking that into consideration, if we had such a person, you do see what I'm meaning there. It would be they would not want to do what they're doing just out of fear of more ramifications against them from someone that was not even as liking toward LGBTQ or any of the other things that they do.
Yeah, so I think I hear what you're saying, Charles. So what you're basically doing is saying that if we had someone who had a stricter, more originalist understanding of the Constitution, someone who was grounded in their faith as a like-minded Christian, that you believe that they would probably lead us in a different direction than what we're seeing now, and raids like what we just saw last Sunday wouldn't even be an issue.
Yes, and the thing that wouldn't be an issue would be they would not be going after Trump. If it were actually a Democrat-based reason for doing so that is being led underground by them to do it, they would not want to do it if the secondary choice was even tougher than DeSantis.
All right, man. Hey, good enough. And tell you what, I got three other callers hanging on the line. Let me jump on them, too. But Charles,
okay.
Appreciate you calling. And Scott Beeson's a good friend of mine. Thanks for mentioning his
name. Yeah, great guy.
He is a good guy.
Thanks a lot.
All right. I tell you what, man, the phone, I don't know what happened, but the phones just blew up. So let me jump over. What do you think there, Boomer, line two? Let's do line two. Connie from Huntsville. Hey, Connie, Phil Williams, how you doing?
Hi, Phil. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question.
Sure.
They're willing to do just about anything. We've seen that so far.
Right.
You said that the FBI were in there from 9 o'clock in the morning until 6:30.
Right.
My question is, could they plant cameras and bugs in out? They did it in to him when he was in Trump Tower. Could they do that at Mar-a-Lago?
If they have a warrant to do so, they're not allowed to.
They weren't allowed to do a lot of things that they did.
Well, I don't disagree with that, but yeah, the reality is, you're asking, could they? The reality is, could they? Maybe, but then, you know, first of all, a former president of the United States is still allowed to have a security clearance, is my understanding. So to bug someone with his level of national command authority experience and conversations that could be had, and you know, even new and relevant information. I mean, just the things he might say when he talks in his sleep, you don't want to get out. So all that to say, could they bug it? Yes. And I will tell you right now, being a billionaire like he is, I imagine he's already had that place swept and also secured whatever digital archives there were on the cameras that I hope he had in place.
That's what I needed to hear because, you know, at this stage, a lot of people are not trusting him. And just like the IRS. You think they're going to stay with billionaires? They know how to get out of the paying their taxes because they do it all legally with all the loopholes.
Well,
a lot of people that are running their small businesses, you know, that may should be paying taxes, are going to be the ones that take the hit.
I that's why I'm worried about these 87,000 new IRS agents. Hey, Connie,
well,
thanks.
They already,
go ahead.
They already have 68,000.
Yeah, I know. It's nuts.
They're
going to be bigger than the Marine Corps when they're done. They
actually
are.
They'll be working from their home, so you won't know.
Connie, thanks for the call. Appreciate you.
Thanks.
All right. Line three. Hey, is that Sparky? Sparky from Harvest. How you doing, Sparky?
Hey, good morning, Phil. What I'm most curious about in this multi-billion-dollar spending bill they're about to pass, is there enough money carved out to issue the 87,000 new IRS agents and the entire FBI, their brown shirts, because I think that's going to be very important and entirely appropriate.
So you want the brown shirts and the jack boots so they can hold crystal knocked appropriately, is that right?
Well, if we're going jack boots, that's going to be a lot more expensive. But the brown shirts are pretty cheap. They can get them made in China where Joe's making all his money.
Sparky, you're feeling a little pessimistic today, brother.
I'm on fire, man. Talk to you later.
All right, see ya. Sparky had to get off where they could trace the call. I could. All right, let me grab the last one I've got on hold right now. Line five, Stan from Madison. Stan, how you doing today?
No, it's Dan from Madison.
Dan.
It's Sparky. Following Sparky is an honor. I love that man. Hey, Sparky, next time, man, let's, you know, we hang out there at Dublin. He's a big, big swimmer, so am I. But hey, Sparky. One of these days, we've got to sit down and talk again. Hey, listen, you know, they had a previous caller last hour, you know, just dogging the former president and everything. Well, you know, how about the Russian investigation? What was that all about, okay?
Yeah.
What's with all this corruption going on? And then you get 87,000 IRS agents and all the ammo they're buying? Wake up, my friend. Smell the coffee. Can you honestly tell me that you're better off now with higher taxes, higher gas, and your investments are taking a dump? You would rather have what you have now, or would you previously like the president that I have, that I want back, that spoke his mind? He didn't speak that well. I understand that. He might have chased the people off, but somebody needed to shake the tree to get the pecans down, and that was the president that I voted for, and I'm going to vote for him. You guys are just going to run again. And he's going to get this train back on the track. But the problem is you take four steps forward and then four steps back, because we're taking four steps, maybe even more than four steps with this president we have right now. So wake up and smell the coffee, my man. The numbers don't lie.
Totally agree. And let me ask you something. I'm about to go into my next segment called You Asked for This, which is basically all the things that liberals wanted done that now they got them, they're all blowing back on them. But one of the things that I've got in here is the issue with the inflation, with the economy. I'm calling that the idiot tax, because if they voted this in, they own it. And we're all getting the idiot tax now because that's what we got.
Well, there's a lot of under the table, you know, slide a bill in your pocket kind of thing going on in Washington, D.C. I'm sure that helped out a lot when it comes to the vote. And you know what, guy? It's all about the power. the previous president gave us back some of our freedom that we were losing. And, you know, listen to Marco Rubio. The only thing he didn't say today, talking about what's going on with this country, he should have said the word Cuba, because that's where we're heading. If that's what you want, which I don't, my man. And you know something? I don't hate liberals either. We're all Americans. I want best for everyone. I'm not just that conservative guy that says screw liberals. No, you're American. You deserve a piece of the pie too. But listen, dude, follow the numbers. Listen to what I just told you. You'll change your mind.
Dan, thanks for calling Radio Free America. We appreciate you. You have a great day, bud. All right, listen, Boomer, what a perfect time for a break. I mean, we just went the entire segment on phone calls. I love it. Folks, you want to call in? 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. That's the number. Call on in. I'm enjoying this. I don't have to do the triple dipper. I'd rather talk to y'all. 833-68-RIGHT. We'll be right back. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative and just plain right. So that was a great calling frenzy we had a while ago. If you want to call in, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. We'll just take calls as we go. I'm going to go ahead and skip to what is listed as number three on the Triple Dipper. That does not mean I got all three dippers done, because right now we're brewing a double dipper day, my brother Boomer. But we do what we can, you know what I'm saying? But I felt like, based on some of the conversations we've had already today, that I wanted to go to this one, number three, next part of the triple talk, Phil, use your words. The next part of the triple dipper, I'm calling it, you asked for this. You asked for this. So there are things that have happened that liberals were like, oh, we're going to have it. You know, we got to have this thing, defund the police or whatever, you know, and or sanctuary cities. And oh, by the way, now they're getting what they wanted. Well, you said you asked for this, right? Why are you complaining? Well, so let's take it with this one right here. Hotair.com. Hotair.com reports headline August 8th. That's what, 2 days ago? The media begins to notice we're running out of cops. All right, first of all, I will just say this show is about as friendly to the men and women in blue as they come. So those of you that serve in law enforcement, other first responders in the fire departments and EMS response and all of those, thank you for what you do. We appreciate you. We love you. We couldn't have a society without you. But hotair.com reports, they say, in a number of cities, the odds that anyone's going to be available to respond quickly enough to save you have been dropping. The problem has grown serious enough that even the Associated Press has been forced to cover the story. It goes on to say, from Philadelphia to Portland to Los Angeles, killings and gun violence are rising at the same time. Officers are worn out by the pandemic. They're disillusioned over calls to divest from policing that followed the George Floyd incident, and they're quitting and retiring faster than they can be replaced. Departments are scrambling to recruit. And in Philadelphia, the police spokesperson there says, we're getting more calls for service, but there's fewer people to answer them. Places like Portland, Seattle, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Baltimore are all listed in a report that the AP ran. And it should come as no surprise, the article points out, that these were all cities that went through violent BLM riots during the so-called Summer of Love, and all of them later attempted to defund the police. And now crime has gone up in each city, especially violent crimes. Response times are up, case closure rates are down, and the police forces in each of those cities have been depleted, and they're struggling to recruit. And I'm saying this, you asked for this, you knuckleheads. You went into the whole BLM riot is Summer of Love, and these are mostly peaceful. And by the way, we're going to defund the police. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. How's that working out for you, you knuckleheads? What a jackleg solution. Anyway, the media's finally taken note. It only took a couple of years. But guess what? When crime goes through the roof and people don't want to live in a community anymore, that says something. Have I got a caller? I do. Okay, let me just jump over there real quick. Line one, Matt from Owens Crossroads. Matt, how you doing today?
Good. How are you, Phil?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Hey, Phil. Great radio show. One of the things I want to compliment you on is your ability to talk to listeners, and you don't talk over them like you have a lot of these. I'm not going to mention any names, but a lot of the radio shows out here.
I appreciate it.
But One thing that gets me is there's never any criticism on inflation for the previous administration. Now, you know, I'm not going to bash Trump, but under his administration, he had one of the loosest monetary policies ever in the history of the U.S. government. You know, unlimited quantitative easing plus asset purchases by the federal government. But you guys never mentioned that the inflation issue we have started there. Now, obviously, Biden didn't address it soon enough to raise rates. But, I mean, Trump didn't even raise rates when he first got in office when they were still zero after Obama was in office. So, to me, the majority of the inflation we're seeing right now is due to the end of his term. And then what we're going to see in the next 2 to 3 years will be Biden's.
Okay, well, I tell you what. Let me jump in there. And thanks for the call, Matt. I've only got about 2 minutes. I got somebody else on hold. But let me say this first of all. I didn't have a show when Trump was in office, so I wasn't there to talk about it. I will fully acknowledge that the national debt increased during the Trump administration, and there were aspects of his fiscal policy that I was not super keen on. But you have to. I don't think we can say that Trump's policies are the first 2 years of Biden's, economy. I don't. I think what we're looking at here is the immediate and irreparable change that was made. I say irreparable and sudden change that was made to regulatory policy, to economic freedoms, to the energy independence that we had. That those are the things that have been driving our economy. Now there may be some holdovers to the national debt issue and other things related to the rates and the Fed. But I think overall what we're looking at right now, Biden has to own it. And right now he's trying not to. But, hey, great call, Matt. Thanks for the call.
I agree.
All right.
He definitely needs to own it.
And, Matt, I got to take another call real quick. I'm about to run out of time. So appreciate your call. Thanks very much. Let me grab line two real quick with about a minute left. I got Sarah from Harvest. Hey, Sarah, Phil Williams, how you doing?
Phil, hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
In your last segment, you and the Grand Council said, well, you can't defund the FBI, so you're going to have to change them. When has anybody ever been able to change a federal agency to do anything? And then if everybody's talking about, well, when the Republicans all get in, take a majority of the House and the Senate, we'll get lots done. They can't agree on the sky's blue.
Well, so here's Sarah. Here's a couple things, and I've only got. I mean, the music's gonna start playing like any second now. But and thanks for the call. But the reality is this: there have been changes made occasionally, and it takes strength of will, and it takes political influence, and the ability to move forward under fire. But you know, there were changes made within the court system. The appointments that Trump made have changed the legal field all over the nation in the federal courts and the Supreme Court of the United States, which resulted in the overturning of Roe v. Wade this year. We've also saw things like Trump did so much to unhinge the EPA and to move things forward. He also deregulated much of what we were seeing with places like ADEM and OSHA. It doesn't always come with defunding and changing the personnel. Sometimes it comes with not allowing them to do what they've been doing. And I do believe that we could see that again. And it's going to take the kind of leadership that he brought, whether it's him or somebody else. We need a strong leader who can get in there and get the job done. All right, Sarah, thanks for the call. Got to run to a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We got more. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, it's go-home time, y'all, 4:35 p.m. right now on Hump Day. I think, hey, Boomer, I'll tell you what. You know what? I think just for grins, we need to lighten the mood. It's Hump Day. People are going home from work. Play me some Camel.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is. Guess what day it is. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
cracked me out twice in one show. All right. Yeah, it is. And by the way, you may be heading home and thinking to yourself, all right, what am I doing for dinner? What pray tell am I doing for dinner? Let me make a suggestion. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison out towards City Hall, and the other one on South Memorial Parkway over there near Whole Foods. Listen, they got a menu. So do they have coffee? Of course they do. It's Just Love Coffee Cafe. They're great locations. They're great atmosphere, great staff. You can hang out, use the Wi-Fi, read a book, visit with friends, whatever, or just pick it up to go. But let me ask you this. What if I told you that you could get something tonight that was different than what you get somewhere else? Like, I don't know, how about the Jive turkey wrap? Flour tortilla, turkey, bacon, provolone, spinach, and creamy pepper jelly spread served with chips and a pickle spear. Ugh. Or how about the roast beef and cheddar melt or the classic club sandwich? And by the way, they cook their stuff in a waffle iron. A waffle iron. They are so cool. So listen, I'm just telling you, you can get salads, sandwiches, wraps. You can get breakfast for dinner. It's worth it. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Check them out and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, listen, we got a lot going on right now. The phones have been ringing off the hook this hour. I am in only the second dipper of the day. I'm talking about Now We Ask Why was the first one. I'm talking about now. You asked for this. But before we do this, I got to... Am I getting a call from Jeff from Indiana? Is that line one? My brother Jeff from Indiana. How are you doing today?
I'm doing better today, Phil.
I'm glad.
Pulled myself up out of doom and gloom.
I'm glad. You were worrying me yesterday, man. It didn't sound like yourself.
Well, it was just one of those days when you think of all the world crushing in on you, and it's just, and you look and see what's going on, and it's just like, what's the point?
Well,
you're sitting there trying to figure out what country you need to move to after the United States collapses.
Well, but we're still here, man. We're still here, and we're gonna still be here.
Well, let's lighten the mood up anyway.
What you got?
Hey, why did Joe Biden cross the road?
Oh no, I don't know, Jeff. Why did Joe Biden cross the road?
Because that's what his teleprompter told him to do.
That's a total dad joke, but I liked it. That's good.
Yeah. Well, you know what's sad is it's mostly true.
There's my Jeff. There's my Jeff from Indiana. That's the guy that we know and love. That's right. All right, man.
Colonel Williams.
Yeah.
Task Force Monkeypox, baby.
All right, brother. Stand at ease. We'll be back with you soon. You have a great day. That's
you have
awesome.
A good one, Phil.
All right, bud. That is awesome. Why did Joe Biden cross the road? Because his teleprompter told him to. That was better than playing the camel. You know? All right. All right. Listen, you want to call in 833-68-RIGHT. 833-687-4448. The number is 833-68-RIGHT. That's how we remember it. Okay, listen, I'm in this section of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling. You asked for this. Here's one that just cracks me up. Like, you look at it and go, really, dude? I mean, really? You asked for this. How about this one? Hotair.com is just one of many sources you can go to for this story. Dated yesterday, Hotair.com. Eric Adams, that's the mayor of New York City. Eric Adams' reaction to the second bus of illegal migrants from Texas is too crazy to be true. So, first of all, this is... Okay, let me brace myself here, because this story's got so many facets. Okay, here's the deal. First of all, Eric Adams is very proud of the fact that New York City has labeled itself a sanctuary city for illegals. All right? There you go. You want them? Texas says, we'll send them to you. You want them? We're getting like 10,000 an hour sometimes across the southern border. So Governor Greg Abbott has been shipping them by busloads to New York City and Washington, D.C. Well, they asked for this, right? Except get this. Here's how Eric Adams spoke about the situation yesterday. So according to Mayor Eric Adams, a second bus with illegal migrants, this is dated 2 days ago actually, arrived in New York City. Only 14 people got off the bus. Adams said he was led to believe that 40 people were on the bus. He thinks they got off the bus before arriving in New York City because of the rise in crime. So the mayor says, we're just too crime-ridden a city for illegals to want to come here, I guess is what he's saying. Here's his actual quote. He says, we were led to believe about 40 people should have been on that bus, but only 14 got off. He's concerned because, quote, because of the fear that something was going to happen to them if they come to this location, people got off earlier. And we're concerned about that because we don't want people being dropped off just anywhere. He went on to say that Adams was referring to the fear of New York City's rising crime. So first of all, they're asking for federal assistance because they've had something like a spike of like 4,000 illegals in shelters in New York City. Well, let me just point out that they get that many in an hour or more on the Texas border. So suck it up, Nancy. You asked for this. You want to be a sanctuary city? You know what? Then brace yourself because what you asked for is happening. But secondly, I got to look at it and go, you're telling me, Mayor, that you're going to stand there and tell people we're just too crime-ridden a city for illegals to want to come here. That is just weird. And do we have a mic glitch? Did I go away and come back? Or are we good? Are we at? All right, we're good. All right, there's that. So you know what? You asked for this, Mayor Adams. And oh, by the way, Mayor Bowser, by the way, in Washington, D.C., the mayor of Washington, D.C., who wants to be the governor of Washington, D.C., but it's not going to be a state. Anyway, the mayor of D.C. is in the same exact boat. She's been getting, you know, busloads of illegals coming from Texas. She's upset. She has no idea what to do. There are videos of her standing at the mic proclaiming that they are a sanctuary city and that all are welcome. And now that they're there, she has asked the Pentagon for National Guard assistance, which, by the way, was declined. All right, back to a story that I mentioned earlier. I'm still in the section, you asked for this. I'm in the story that I mentioned earlier during the Grand Council. A local story, Alabama.com, AL.com, reported as of yesterday. The headline is, Birmingham Mayor Laments Low Attendance on the First Day of School. Well, let me point out that Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin of Birmingham has put policies in place that do nothing for the cultural aspects of Birmingham in terms of keeping it solvent, in terms of reducing crime, in terms of building a culture of independent growth and sort of the entrepreneurial spirit and the business acumen that Birmingham was known for over the last, you know, century and a half. The Magic City, they called it. I've referred to it too often as the Tragic City. I love Birmingham. Did a lot of my growing up there. Granddaddy was a steel worker there. That was second home. But all that to say, Birmingham's in decline right now. Under Mayor Randall Woodfin's liberal policies and his administration, Birmingham dropped in the census. People are fleeing Birmingham, at least Birmingham proper. They're fleeing outside the city limits. He tried to lead the charge to get a minimum wage set at $15 an hour, which would have ransacked businesses and created sort of a patchwork quilt of minimum wages across the state. And he's doing blanket pardons of drug convictions back to 1992, 15,000 blanket convictions. And now he's curious why so few people are showing up for school. They're 20,000 or so short. It said, the article says 71% of students showed up. About 20,000 or more students are registered but have not showed up. It's important, he says, that our children are in school every day, Woodfin said during a city council meeting. Only 71% of children attended school yesterday. That number is unacceptable. Have you ever thought, Mayor, that perhaps you are driving them away? Have you ever thought, Mayor, that perhaps the things that are causing Huntsville to grow, that you're doing just the opposite and Birmingham is shrinking? And that maybe it's not just that parents didn't feel like bringing them, which is certainly possible in the culture that you're breeding. But is it possible, Mayor, that people just left and that they're tired of the policies you've been putting in place and they don't want to live inside the city limits anymore? I think that's very possible. Cheryl Wheeler Stewart, a spokesperson for the Birmingham City Schools, says everyone doesn't show up on the first day, but that's a problem, she said. You think? Because here's the deal. The article even points out state funding for schools, state funding, is based on average daily attendance for the first 20 days after Labor Day. So full enrollment means full funding. If kids don't show up, they lose their funding. If it turns out that a ton of people left Birmingham and their schools or their are feeling the impact, then guess what? Maybe, Mayor, you asked for this. Maybe your policies are driving them away. How about this one? One more for the break. Story from the Epoch Times. Headline, I don't have to go far in the article. Listen to this headline. The Fed will have to crush the job market to bring inflation down to around 2%, says a Goldman economist. So a prominent economist, it says, for Goldman Sachs has argued in a new interview that the Federal Reserve will have to rein in the current lively job market in order to curtail inflation. Really? Responding to Friday's release of payroll reports showing that the lowest level of unemployment in over five decades, even as the economy appears to be in an unofficial state of recession. Now, we're seeing some improvements here and there. Inflation dropped slightly. Gas prices have dropped slightly, but we are still exponentially higher than we were a year and a half ago. And if this headline were true, the Fed crushing that. Anyway, you know what my point is on this? My whole point on this is those of you that were never Trumpers that couldn't vote for the guy that did mean tweets, those of you that were independents who were just not sure about his style, so I'll just go with the other guy for now, and those of you that were Democrats, yeah, I get it, that's your party. Nonetheless, you asked for this because Biden's not doing anything he didn't say he was going to do. He is a liberal. He is a fiscally irresponsible leader who, by the way, has never led anything in his whole life, and now he's in charge. And I'm saying right now that the inflation, the extra cost of living that we're paying, I'm calling that the idiot tax. Because all of you idiots who thought that it was a great idea, we just don't want Trump's personality back in there. He makes us uncomfortable. Well, how do you like things now? You asked for this, and here we are. So inflation, I'm blaming that directly on the people who actually voted for Biden and brought him into office. All right, Boomer, take us to the last break of the day. We'll do that. We will come right back. It's hump day, folks. People are on the roads going home. Y'all be careful out there. We got spotty rain, like, everywhere. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. Got some exciting things developing, by the way, with Right Side. And glad I gotta say too, I got an amazing team. I'll just take an aside there. Boomer, you're doing a great job, man. New in the studio, you have helped build the studio, basically.
It's been really fun.
It's been very cool, but I love having you here in the studio too, doing stuff. You're doing a great job. And thank then you. We also have Alicia. We got to have a nickname for Alicia. We got to find a nickname. Anyway, Alicia is the office manager for Right Side. We got great folks out there doing marketing and sales. We got, you know, bottom line is this: Right Side is a independent operation. We have the show, but we are syndicated. We are an independent business, and I am still tripping over that. I mean, I look at it and go, wow. God just does stuff sometimes. But I'm telling you, and I mean this with all sincerity, and I'll just take a moment here, we used to call it in the Senate, a moment of personal privilege. Let me just take a moment of personal privilege and just say this, that didn't see this coming at this point in my life. Had no idea this was going to happen. But I have to look back at my life and go, okay, God opened this door. He opened that door. I got the military time. I spent time in full-time ministry. I spent 8 years in the Senate. I'm a practicing attorney. All these things. What does it mean? How do you use this? Well, guess what? Right now I'm getting to use every bit of it every day. How cool is that? But the coolest thing is I've got an audience that I love having be a part of the show too. So thank you all very much for helping make Right Side successful in its first year. We look forward to more growth. And we ain't going nowhere. We're going to keep growing from here, not away from here. So anyway, more to come. Stuff happening. We'll keep doing what we're doing. Y'all keep listening to while you're listening and calling in. By the way, we got a little bit of time, 5 minutes left in the show. If you want to call in, 833-68-RIGHT. That's the number, 833-68-RIGHT. A couple things that I'll point out in the news in relation to the segment I'm doing right now called You Asked for This. Number one, Let me, which one do I want next? Daily Caller. Daily Caller has a story that says, the title of it is, dated yesterday, how clean energy actually destroys the environment and fuels abuse. You think? So Myanmar. Myanmar is this one nation in which companies are moving to mine all of the requirements for the new e-environment or green environment, the electronic cars, the things that we're doing to try and get away from that nasty oil and gas industry. Well, you got General Motors, Tesla, Apple, Mercedes, Volkswagen, just a few of the many as 78 companies that now source rare earths out of Myanmar. However, what we're seeing here is that this is causing a great disruption. Global demand for rare earth materials could balloon as much as 700% by 2040, according to the International Energy Agency. And all said and done, folks, it is now, you know, Myanmar's jungle, it says in this article, is now pocked by roughly 2,700 mines, some of which have poisoned the country's rivers, driven away endangered species, destroyed land-based jobs. But it's all to save the earth, right? All to save the earth. That's an amazing story. But hey, you know what? You asked for this. You're demanding, I mean, you're AOC demanding the Green New Deal. It ain't that green in some places because, you know, everything has a price. Sometimes the price is more than you were willing to pay, but you asked for this. I got a caller on line one. Yeah, let me do that real quick. Line one, Clarence from Huntsville. Clarence, how you doing today?
Oh, man, doing good. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. What's on your mind?
Hey, you asked for this. That's what's on my mind. You got these people, and they want to defund the police.
Yeah.
And now this is the same people that are trying to call on the national government, trying to help out with their immigration crisis that they asked for. And at the same time, now you're wanting to know why police officers don't want to come and work in your stinking cities, and it's because they got more of a possibility of going to jail for life than the murderers that they're arresting.
Absolutely. You know, I remember, I think it was this last year, wasn't it, that Ron DeSantis down in Florida initiated a program to recruit police officers from all over the nation, tell them he'd up their pay if they came to Florida, and a lot of them did.
That's absolutely right. And then you look at the reason why, and you got these people that are out there, and the same people that want to defund the police want to bring in your Gaskins and all these other idiots out there that won't prosecute crimes, and now they want to know why their cities are overridden. And now you got old Abbott down there doing what we should have done from the beginning, starting to ship them to these cities and let them live in those third world countries that they're creating anyway.
Well, and you know what? It's amazing to watch. And what's also amazing to watch, though, is like you said, they asked for this, and now they're complaining, and they don't know what to do about it. They got basically everything they said that they stood for is being handed to them, and they have no idea what to do with it.
It goes on that, you know, do as we say, not as we do, and now y'all are getting what y'all asked for, and we don't want it, and y'all can have it right back.
Yeah, well, Clarence, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you being in the audience. I think, Boomer, do I have time? I got time for one? I mean, I got, like, what, 30 seconds? How long have I got? Oh, okay, I tell you what. Line two, we got Barry on there, but Barry, I've got, like, 25 seconds, man. What you got?
I am running for governor or mayor. I hate Tommy Battles and his land grabbing. I hate Kay Ivey and telling us to shut down funerals and keeping the vape shops open. Let's make Alabama famous for something besides football.
Okay, Barry. Thanks, man.
Yes.
All right, we got to go. All right, folks, listen, that's it. The music's playing. Right Side Radio. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin, coming on. Boomer and I are back here tomorrow at 2. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right with an audience full of right side ruffians. You guys rock. We'll see you tomorrow.